We've learned and spoke about the fact that the matter of creation is a desire to receive. And this is what Baal HaSulam is writing in Ptichat, the Wisdom of Kabbalah. He says that, in general, all in all, we have a light, the light on the Kli, the light comes first and builds the desire to receive as a Kli, as a vessel for it, and the desire to receive evolves, develops by the light. The desire to receive is a desire to enjoy. And he says that it's necessarily those two, I'm reading from Ptichat, the Wisdom of Kabbalah, and necessarily in the thought of creation, meaning there is nothing in the thought of creation except these two. The relation between the light and the vessels, the thought of creation. When these two come, but we have to divide them according to the above mentioned way, that the abundance comes from Atzmuto Itbarach, the abundance, and the Kli, the desire to receive, is the root of all the creatures, all the creations are incorporated in it, meaning that he is the root of the renewment, meaning the existence from absence. We have Atzmuto, some kind of an upper force, and bounty comes from him, the abundance, the light, comes from Atzmuto, and this light gives birth to a creature, to all the creatures, all the creations, as one creature, and this is the root of the renewment, and its meaning is the existence from absence, meaning something that had never existed before, but now when this thought was created, then this creature was revealed, and this is why it is regarded that this desire to receive, to enjoy, is the substance of creation from the beginning till its end. What does it mean from the beginning till the end? That later on, this creature develops up to some kind of a degree, and this is called the beginning, and this is the end. And then this creature develops once more from the end to the beginning, goes through phases which we might speak about today. And the creatures, meaning that this creature is divided into many parts which are scattered according to the degrees of his, of their attitude to Atzmuto, because everything is measured according to Atzmuto, or regarding the abundance, and this is our standard. This is our measurement. That the light bestows, the nature of the light is bestowal, to bestow 100%, to give 100%. What is the meaning of 100%? That he has, it has no thought, no other thought, no other intention except from bestowing. And the creature, when the creature was created, is first being corrupted and begins to feel that he wants to receive in different parts, and receiving is opposite from bestowing, and according to his recognition, and the extent he feels himself opposite from the giver, it is referred to as a descent. And what does it mean? It's just when a person feels that I'm a criminal, how wrong I am, how much evil I've caused, and by this he feels himself in a lower degree, feels that he descends. In spirituality, there are no places in spirituality, but the only thing we have is this value of degrees, according to which we measure regarding this 100% of the bestowal of the light. And when a creature is able to reach the deepest and the truest recognition, feels that he receives the 100%. His nature vis-a-vis the nature of the Creator. The creature cannot, once the creature was created by the light, the creature is unable to feel and understand oneself immediately. but gradually, by the influence of the light on it, on him, then he begins to clarify and understand how opposite he is. And this is the meaning of the fact that this is the meaning of his diminishment, the diminishment of his recognition, that he descends and draws farther from the light. This is why in spirituality there are no mileage, there is no time. But the perimeters are completely different. The measurements are totally different. And the extent, the sensation of the creature, of who is he regarding to the light, he determines whether he's close or far to it, or far from it. We have a general law in reality that the creature regarding to the giver, to the upper light, we have a law between those two, and this law is called the law of equivalence of form. And the extent of the percentage that the creature reveals that he's equal or different from the light, he determines his place towards spirituality, regarding the Creator, whether he's closer or farther from spirituality. And this is the only thing that determines his place in the spiritual world. And the spiritual world is our inner world. The way we begin to recognize ourselves regarding the Creator, vis-a-vis the Creator, vis-a-vis the upper light. And we lack it for now. When the upper light begins to be revealed, and correspondingly we can measure ourselves, then it is regarded to be an entrance to the spiritual world. We enter into a state in which we can measure ourselves regarding to the giver. And this is called the spiritual world. All the worlds are found to be inside us, and the extent that we'll be able to judge ourselves in a more precise way. Regarding to the light that is being revealed, we'll be able to determine who are we. Meaning we cannot speak about the creature without the revelation of the Creator vis-a-vis it. That from within it, the creature knows that he was created by something, by someone, and he's able to measure himself regarding to something, to someone, despite the fact that he changes. He can always say that he knows the place in which he's at regarding to the substance that never changes. And the creature goes through many changes, but the matter itself does not change. The desire to receive that was created by the upper light, this desire to enjoy, does never change. But the only thing that changes is the recognition, is his consciousness of who is he regarding to the upper light, vis-a-vis the upper light. And accordingly, he feels the distance from the upper light, the extent of this distance, meaning that those worlds are some kind of a self-recognition of the creature, of his state, of his own state, of his place, whether the creature is actually in that same place in which he thinks that he's at, regarding the upper light, according to his attributes, his qualities. The way the creature determines, this is the way it is. It is the way the creature determines, the way Atzmuto, the way the Creator sees us. Corresponding the way we see ourselves, we will speak about this a bit later, but the only thing we can say is that he looks upon us as completely corrected, and being in the completest situation, the completest state. But we have to go through this process of recognition of evil, of recognizing ourselves, and then we have to go through a correction, through correction of evil, through a process of correcting this evil. We will want to invert this evil into good, and in the end of this correction, we become exactly as the giver. So this entire process is an internal process. It happens inside the Kli, in his sensations. The Kli feels it. And it is a process the Kli goes through above his own desire to receive, because the desire to receive is a substance that never changes, the matter never changes. The only thing the desire to receive does is determines his greatness, his gadlut, his spirituality or corporeality regarding to the upper light, vis-a-vis the upper light. And then this is why he says that. This is why it is the desire to receive is the entire matter of creation from its beginning until the end, until all the creatures and and their attitudes and all the events and the processes, they will go through each and every state. Meaning, when the creature thinks that, seems to the creature that he's in a worse state or in a better state regarding to the light, this is the way he'll be able to judge himself. Again, when this passage that the creature goes through, this transmission, it is not that something is changing inside the creature. Nothing changes inside him except from one thing, except from the recognition of his substance. He begins to recognize his matter. So everything that goes through the matter of creation and the ways of the providence that were revealed and are future to be revealed are nothing more than changing the values of the desire to receive. Are only values that the creature, when the creature values his desire to receive. It is not that his desire to receive changes, but only degrees of the measurement or the value from regarding the creature himself and everything that exists in those creatures, meaning everything that is accepted and the will to receive that is imprinted in them. Everything that the desire and everything that is imprinted in it, everything is attracted from Atzmuto, existence from existence. Except from the values, everything is a desire to receive filled with bounty. And this is it. It never changes. And he has nothing regarding this renewed creation existence from absence. Nothing is being renewed. The Creator created the desire, fulfilled it with light. And the state is called Ensof, infinity, and the state exists as the only situation that really exists in reality. All the rest, all those concealments, meaning the worlds are concealments, concealments of the state of the creature, the state of the Creator. The creature as if draws farther and then returns to that same state, recognizes the state more or less. All of this is only to determine the right value, his own right value regarding the Creator, his value. Because nothing is being renewed and everything comes from Atzmuto, existence from existence. And yet it is exactly like Atzmuto. It is permanent and exists. And this is why in the wisdom of Kabbalah, we set a difference between three states. The first state is where we are found to be in Ensof. The Creator had created us as a Kli and fulfilled this Kli up to completely, meaning at that same intensity, that same, and the volume, the Creator created the desire to receive by everything. We don't matter. It doesn't matter how much and the extent of this fulfillment. The Creator had fulfilled this desire to receive with light. 100% that this desire is filled up with this light in everything that exists there completely. This is why it is called Ensof. There's no border here. We don't speak about the extent or about the measure, whether it is 100 kilos or 50 liters. We don't speak about it because the volume it doesn't matter. There are no measures in spirituality in grams or kilograms because there are no spaces in spirituality. The only thing that exists in spirituality are qualities. And this is why if we speak about the fact that the desire that was created 100% and was fulfilled in 100%, meaning every desire was fulfilled completely and by every way, then in every desire there is a fulfillment in a way that the desire can never feel a lack, can never feel that it was not fulfilled by any fulfillment. And this state is referred to as Ensof. This state we call the first state. And from the state we have, the creation comes to the second state. And the second state is the worst state, And the name of the state is this world. I'm writing here, we. Rav wrote we. The way we know ourselves. The second state, well, truly the second state is not consisted only from us. The second state includes the descent, meaning the materialization of the material, of the matter, up to this the degree of this world, and then the way this matter begins to be corrected, this material begins to be corrected, and reaches the third situation, the third state. And this third state is just like the first state, exactly like the first state, reach that same state that we were in Ein Sof. We return to that same situation. What is the difference between the two? The difference between the two is that here in Ein Sof, to begin with, from the beginning, from Atzmuto, we were born, we were created, and we didn't know. We had no desire. We never chose it, and it is reality which is created from the side of Atzmuto. And this is why Atzmuto, this reality is obliged by Atzmuto, and the only thing that exists is what he had designed. What he designed for us. So let's make a frame here, draw a line, and when we, after our development, after our descent to this world, and then during those thousands of existences or thousands of incarnations in this world, we begin to rise, to ascend again, to ascend above. We do it by ourselves. We do it by realizing our freedom of choice. And return by the realization of our freedom of choice and return to Ein Sof, then from the Kelim and from the Orot, from the first spot, because our first state is a completely opposite state from Ein Sof, from this first state. So we begin from this state of zero when a person begins to reveal, just like we're saying that now and nowadays, especially now, we feel some kind of an urge, we feel emptiness, that our state is empty and it pushes us to reach something greater, to something higher. Then we begin to assemble this world of Ein Sof from Orot and Kelim that come from above. And then our path from above receives a very special picture. I feel myself, this person, human being, feels himself, and I feel that I receive light from above, meaning I receive this understanding of what is the meaning of giving, who is the upper. Or Achab de Elyon, the revelation of the Elyon. And from the other hand, one reveals new desires. New desires are revealed in such a person, and I can draw them. I can say that they come from below because they become worse and worse. But again, this is the desire to receive, and the human being does. Assembles, makes this right assembly, this correct assembly, and this assembly is called a soul. This assembly is called a soul. So, in this kli, we will learn it. We learn about the fact that our kli includes 5 degrees of aviut, 5 degrees of this, of our desire to receive. Named Shoresh Aleph Bet Gimel Dalet, and accordingly, in the Kli, the lights of Nefesh, Ruach, Neshama are revealed. The two parts of the Kli remain empty, we cannot correct them, and they are called Klipot, named Klipot, or the stony heart, Leva Even, and the maximal light that is being revealed in our Kli which is being revealed in our kli, is the light of neshama. And this is why our inner kli is called neshama. But truly it only tells about the fact that we are all corrupted. We're not corrected, and we cannot correct ourselves more than this. So the human being assembles his own kli, his soul, by receiving both the light and the desire from above. And time after time he receives more and more light and desire, assembles a greater kli and a greater kli, until he comes to a state, to himself, until he comes to himself. And this correction, the assembly of the soul, and the correction one does, one performs, is called Gimel Kavim, the three lines. Why? Gimel Kavim. Why three lines? Because we have one line that is called the light, the bounty, the attribute of the soul, and from the other hand comes the kli, the desire to receive, the uncorrected desire to receive, and when he corrects the kli and the all together, when the kli will be equal to the light,
and then kli become equal to light, and according to the degree of a kli which bestow back to the creator, and that is called corrective stage, and the degree of correction dependent on a certain level of desire, which is called neshama. And that's how kli gets ascending, get closer and closer to the world of infinity, receiving more and more light in kilim, and build in itself as a creative process, and create itself, and recreate his soul. And the system which he connects these two parts, it's called the choice. And what he comprehends, attained, the light which is equal to the kli, it's called life. And that's why it says the choose life, because every time he chooses different stages, more corrected, more equal to the light, through the choices, he basically chooses the light which is returning him to the source, gives him example, what is the kilim of bestowal, what is bestowal, and when man elevates, ascends, and becomes alive inside of his soul, and then he feels that besides his body, we forgot about the body altogether here, so besides his body, he feels life inside of a kli which he developed literally from zero inside in his soul. And because his kli become bigger than the body, then obviously he associate himself with kli, with his soul, more than with the body. And then obviously the body can be separated easily from his soul, and something what we call the death of the body. And then of course he lives inside of his soul more than in the body, so the process of death is not so significant. So therefore this process starts from the most insignificant physical level and continues on to the infinite level of soul development. So therefore when the man is actually in upper world, we call upper world is the world, is the feelings which man feels inside of his soul, it's called the upper world. And that's how man become greater and greater, he develops his kli bigger and bigger, and the light which start to leave, coincide inside kli, it's called the ascension of the ladder, and that this way consists from five worlds. Every world consists from 25 different parts of him. Parts of him called parts of the world, and all in common it's 125 sefirot, or steps, madrigot. And And this is what we need to understand. We, each of us, have to go through that process. And there is no choice from Olam Hazeh, from this world, to the world of infinity. And that's how, in essence, we come, we change the state number one through the stage number three to the third stage, something which was created by Creator in accordance to the creation. We agree in it. We're developing this stage, this state ourselves, and becoming according to equivalence of form to the Creator. This Creator made the world of itself, infinite world, and we create the world of itself. He makes the freedom of choice, and we also choose this freedom of choice. We create something from nothing as well, from below, without comprehension, without attainment. And this is how we start, from the beginning, from nothing, and this is where we are now. Upon us is chance to develop ourselves to infinite stage, like Creator. The question, Niv, what happened to the man after his death? Man doesn't die, Rav says, first of all, the body dies. So what's the question? The body dies. What happened to the firework and the senses? And he says, well, it's simple, it's like this. The firework of senses stop functioning, and then of course body stops working and gives us an information through those five senses. We discussed that in our previous lesson, that we have five organs of senses. The sight, the smell, taste, and the tactile senses. All these parts get connected in our brain, and also we have here memory, habits, everything which we received from surrounding from our previous reincarnations, and all together it's all gathered together in brain, and it transformed that in the back part of our brain, and somewhere on the screen plays the picture of surrounding life, of surrounding. Now we can talk that man also developed inside as a kind of a different system. So there is again five organs of senses. Basically, they are kind of like a level of different level of desire to receive pleasure. And they're called here Keter, Chokhma, Bina, and Zerabin, and Malchut. So each of the senses, according to his level of Aviyut, receive different impressions from surrounding. And of course, in the condition when they have a screen on each of this level. So in this screen, which has, or for example, in whole summary of all the impressions, the man perceives the picture of the world surrounding him. So if here, in this system, which is called body, and here we call a system which is called the spiritual system, soul. So if in system of the body we have a natural picture of the world, and man doesn't really need to do anything here, the body works by itself. The only thing he actually probably get added is the memory, and his brain become more acute, capable of operate this information and to more fine parts of it. For example, there is a big difference between the infant and the developed man, how they see the picture of the world. The same here in spiritual development. Not dependent on your experience, it's dependent on screen, of course. When man, of course, defined himself, what kind of connection between his kilim and the upper worlds. And altogether, this picture is internal, it's not external picture. Everything inside, inside of kilim of men. And outside, and this picture, and in this picture is Atzmuto. The only thing exists there is Atzmuto. So what happened with the part which we feel somehow, somewhere in the past, and now that part is dies. What does it mean, dying? It stopped become active in us. So, do we suffer from it? Yes. We do. It, we're lacking something. We're corrupted. If we don't have this part anymore, in this bodily part, then we do not anymore on the level of zero, choice. Because there is no choice if it's not in every part of it I have the body. And spiritual is something which is new for me, something which is unfamiliar yet. Maybe, probably, for example, I'm 40% in the level in spirituality. Let's say I'm in corrected my body of desire on the 40%, but on the 41st percent, I'm already lost again. It's new completely. It's always in reverse to my nature. I always confused, always. So how do I live if I don't have the body? How do I exist if I don't have the 41st step and 40th percent, 40th level already completely gone from me? How do I acquire this next step? So that's why I still here in my body here. I just depicted here the body. It's not like, it's not spiritual yet. It's I'm staying in my physical body, and this is what really helps me. Helps me to stay continuously in freedom of choice, freedom of choices in spirituality. Every time I'm born as new, every time as new, I open the whole picture of spirituality for myself. That's why the choice and the definition and the analysis can be only when we have a physical body. That's why we pass a lot of different reincarnations. We've been here many times before we achieve the Nikuda Shebalev, the point in the heart, and we probably still have to come back here many times in order to choose and utilize the right choices. That's why we have the article of my teacher, Rav Baruch, how many reincarnations men need to go through before he achieves his full development, and this is in Kabbalah Limathil. It's called Book of Kabbalah Limathil, Kabbalah for Beginners. There is the article on the page 150. The article called till what stage, till what degree men should reincarnate. So, Kabbalah Limathil, Kabbalah for the Beginners, page 150, the article, till what level men need to achieve. The question, what level men need to achieve in order not to come back a secondary reincarnations. It's very interesting, isn't it? So, what we want it or not, we need to relate to it. So, in this book, The Gates of Reincarnation, it says that Israel must reincarnate until it will complete the whole level of Naran Chai. But the majority of people do not have five parts called Naran Chai. What they have is only called Nefesh. And that Nefesh comes from the world of Asiya. What does it mean? It means that everybody needs to only correct its parts, its soul, and nothing more. And that's how he actually will complete the whole picture. He will contribute to the whole picture of correction. So what does it mean? It means that everybody correct itself. Everybody have to include itself to the other souls as well, We need to achieve the love to our neighbor. We need to connect between each other in order to correct ourselves at the end of the day. So, further, it says, we need to know that all the souls, all the neshamot, they come from the one soul of Adam Rishon, and after he committed a sin with the tree of knowledge, its soul has been divided in 600,000 parts, and before it was one light on the level, on the language of Zohar called Zer'ar, and in Gan Eden he had that light, and that get divided in many parts after his sin. And if we will look in the book of Panim Mesberot, it says in this book that after the malice and good mixed, Klipot had big development and became very strong to hold the soul in its grasp. And then light has been divided in many different parts in order to avoid the succumb of clipboard to it, in order to avoid mixture with a clipboard. So that's like an allegory of the king who wants to send money to his son who lives in a faraway country, and he knows that all his citizens is the thieves. So what he did is he actually exchanged all this money in a small currency and gave each of the counselor to bring a small portion of this money to his son. So the portion was so small that it was not worth of stealing it. So that's similar to the process which we're going through. Through this division of light, it was possible to divide it. So as we discussed, the world of Ein Sof, infinity there with the Kli, and we need to define our relationship towards it. We need to know and we need to comprehend, attain, that we really want that world and nothing else. And then we need to become as one. And then gradually we need to shift from where we are to the upper worlds, to the next stage through 125 levels, Madrigot steps, and it could not possibly be done in one at once. It's the gradual process through the steps, and when this process is completed, when the man elevated through this 125 degrees, so here, for example, until we utilize our freedom of choice from the world of Olam Hazeh to the world of infinity, and so through 125 steps, we need to go through reincarnations, through the different level of Kli. It's when we really attain different level of Nefesh Ruach Ha'echada, it's basically go through the five worlds. In each of these worlds is it's called Nefesh Ruach Neshama Chaya and Yechida. And as a result, these five lights come together, fills the Kli, fills the soul with the five lights. It's called we achieve the infinity. We achieve the Ein Sof. On the page Vesot, it says, and many souls is representing a division of many different lights to the many days. It means on external light. What does it mean? It means that the world of Ein Sof, which the one Kli with one enormous light in it, and in order for us from below, we need to make an equivalence of form between the light and the Kli through this many different stages. It's called the many souls and small lights. And each time, each Kli connect to itself at different parts. It means that those parts were lost in this world. It seems to us we're separated and unrelated in this world. But as a result, 600,000 souls in this world, it's actually in reality much more, because it was a further division many, many times. So in each generation, we feel that we're completely separated from one from each other. But through edge of this level, when the men are in ascent, he can see that there is less and less soul, and because the more and more of them get connected, get united. As the drops of water, when they link together, become a stream. And then he can see as Kli developing through a unity of various souls which join that motion, and the Kli become bigger and bigger, and that is in essence is the whole purpose of elevation of the world. So what does it mean that men ascend from one level to another? It means that he connects to other souls and become as a result a bigger Kli, and bigger lights they receive, and it means that he get elevated in accordance to his previous level, because there is no other quantitative and quality feelings in spirituality, because there is no distance in spirituality. It means that I can't shift from one place to another only in equivalence of form. It means that if I already move from one place to another, I'm not anymore previous. In this world, he gives example. For example, it's like electrical charge in this world. So it doesn't really matter where in which field he is. It all depends on what sort of forces influencing it. So it's basically strive to achieve the balance with surrounding. What does it mean that the electron moves, for example? For example, when you try to move a piece of iron with a magnet. So, when the critical mass of forces is around, then this mass of iron moves from one place to another. Of course, everything is in equivalence of form with surrounding. So that's why we need to add additional forces, additional applications of surrounding, and then those forces holds this material. Otherwise, it actually comes back to the previous level of existence. So the same is here in spiritual world. The spiritual world is the world of forces, without any kind of dressing into different subjects anymore. It's just a pure world of forces, no bodies. When we talk about the man changed itself, he moves from one place to another, it means that he himself changed qualitatively. That's why, for example, before he was in 40% and now he's in 41%. It means that he changed himself. He moved in qualitatively to the 41 degree of changes himself. Let's read further. We'll read here again. And the change been added to the big account of light. And when Adam Rishon made a scene, what is it called? It's Adam Rishon is a big Kli which has been separated in 600,000 parts. And these parts now, in our cognition, they need to be united. And when they are united in our cognitive parts, when they are united together, they receive a light which fills it, and it's called the narrative stage to ensor, the stage which is correction and corrected. It's called Mar Tikkun, when all the parts of the Kli get united again, and Adam Rishon, and will be filled by all the five lights of Naran Chai, which is designed to bestow upon that Kli. So that's why everybody is born from the soul of Adam Rishon, portion of Adam Rishon. And when he corrects his portion, he obviates the need to be reincarnated. A person can only correct that which belongs to his small portion. The Arizal in the book of Chaim wrote that one day does not compare to another, one moment does not compare to another, and one person does not compare to another. But everyone has to fix that which belongs to his portion. every person who is born has. That's why everybody is actually, of course, playing his part. Every second of his life, he has a new opportunity, which is renewed all the time. He doesn't really live and sort of in time and bodily and motion feelings. And our world is also changing. For example, when I draw this little body here of man, what I mean is actually in the body. It means in the body of. In this even body, we have a choice in the level of zero. We have a choice to choose every moment of his life. He has an opportunity. He can't say, oh, I didn't have a choice to move from this point. He must realize that every moment, every step, he had a development, he had an opportunity to fill his soul, to develop, to go deeper inside. And this is what we call ascension, ascending into upper worlds. And then he feels inside of his soul all other worlds. And those chances, as he said, there is one moment not like the other. There is nothing, it's the same. It's always new. It's basically a man continuously get invited to be corrected all the time until the change go in one big sum. It comes. It's what does it mean? It comes that everything comes from Creator. It's built. The Creator doesn't really have this sort of attitude like let's relax, wait, maybe something gonna just happen. Man has opportunity to grow every moment. And if we really want to make a progress, we really want to succeed, so we use society surrounding books, we become really sensitive in order to catch every opportunity, every moment, to edit to the whole picture, to the whole motion and commotion and speed of movement for the final correction. 151 page. And every person who is born has this service of choice, because a person is not born a righteous. As the Kabbalist says in Nida 15:2, Rabbi Hanani Bar Papa learned out that the angel in charge of pregnancy, Laila in his name, takes the drop and brings it before the Creator. He says, in front of him, Master of the world, this drop, what will be of it? Strong or weak, wise or foolish, rich or poor, however, wicked or righteous is not predetermined, etc. So a person is not born righteous. Righteous or wicked is predetermined, but is left to a person free choice. Everyone according to his toil in the Torah and its words will meant to refine his heart and to correct his individual according to the root of his soul. Then he is completed. What does it mean? It means that all the conditions, all the initial data which man has born, he's different from other, he's maybe clever, he's stupid, he's really wise, all his quality, all his natural ability do not count in the sense of his spiritual development. Everything whatever is given from above, given according to this particular natural development pace, his parents, his previous reincarnations, all attempts he had before in previous reincarnations, everything has been really calculated. And if we take it into according to the surrounding of man, always have a chance from now and further to utilize his freedom of choice to the one particular point, to be righteous or to be wicked. And Baal Sulam says here in this Ma'amar, and the freedom of choice. And he explains in the preface to 10 Sefirot, what does it mean to be righteous or to be wicked? To be right, it means that you always need to look for ways to justify action of Creator upon creation, to shift from state to state, and to feel always as you are in the complete corrected stage already in the world of infinity. And this is how we move. This is how we ascend. How can we do it? To utilize the light, which brings you back to the source. The light which a person attracts, corrects you, and to bring you and bring us to the next level of development. And that's why he says, the righteous are wicked, he doesn't say. And only here the freedom of choice exists. To justify every stage where he is, no matter how bad it is, and to feel that, and not, in spite of anything, he's in continuous stage of joy and fully corrected. What does it mean? When we descend from the upper worlds to the for example, in this previous drawing, we can see when we actually descend the ladder of the development, when we descend really in our inner feelings. In reality, the light is always above us. And what does it say here? That everyone, in accordance to his toil in Torah and Mitzvot, what does it mean? It means that his action, the action of man, he applies to correct his soul, and then he writes, will mean to refine his heart and to correct his individual according to the root of his soul. Merit. Then he will merit to refine his heart and to correct his individual according to the root of his soul. It means that he corrects his soul when he connects all other souls to his part of a soul, and he becomes infinite Kli. When all 600 souls get together, united together as one, and this is what called to achieve the mitzvot, Torah and mitzvot, to love your fellow as you love yourself, and when we will be all become one soul of Adam Rishon again. And this is all only possible through the action of the upper light, Torah and mitzvot. Torah, we as discussed before, it's the light. It's the light which comes to creation. And mitzvot called the desire, which is which creation has in each kli, and we know that it's 613 desires in each kli, and each of these desires need to be corrected, dressed by the light of Torah, and they have to become in likeness to the light. In order to kli become as the light, equal to light, and then we correct all those 613 desires, which is inside of a soul, and achieve the infinite condition called Gmara Tikkun, the final correction. That's what, in essence, which we need to achieve. And when we achieve this condition, then we stop to reincarnate, and if we don't achieve Gemara Tikkun, then we of course again descend in the system, but then again we given a body and live in body, and only through the existence in the body we can only experience the condition of level of zero readiness, and from this zero level we can complete the process to the level of infinite. This world is like it's like a base, it's like a platform. And when we in this world, when we start to develop, for example, from 40 this level to 41st, I need to be completely nullified. I need to be in this world, in the soil of this world, in order to utilize the freedom of choice from the level of zero to the infinite level. I need to be completely switched off from spiritual, free from it. I need to look from outside independently whether I want it or not, to define it as inside or not, completely independent, and this is only possible through the body. And the reality of this world is capable of giving me this opportunity. Sharon asked, what do I need to with this division, with all this different division of many souls, this change, as he says here? Why we need such a split of souls? Well, look, this is the Kli called Adam HaRishon, desire to receive, it's called as well. So the light comes. It's a huge light, a huge joy, pleasure, which fills that kli, Adam Rishon, comes in. And now you want this desire to exist all the time, eternally. And this is only possible in equivalence of form. Otherwise, as we said before, the moment you receive something, then the pleasure goes. For example, like with foods, remember? You're eating something, you're not hungry anymore. So therefore, if you want your pleasure to exist eternally and without lacking anything, this desire must... the same intention as the light which fulfill the desire. So therefore, when the light comes, instantly I give also an infinite reaction back to the coming light. And then, we can be all together in the continuous increasing of level of desire. So therefore, there is nothing lacking here, and the fulfillment and the pleasure itself, which is achieved in love, which is enriching the intensity of the feelings infinitely, without no restrictions, is basically only dependent how much you realize who gives you this light. That's why the biggest rule of a Torah is love your fellow as you love yourself. So it means that you will apprise all the received pleasure in accordance to your level of love of the source from which you're receiving this pleasure. So that's why you could not simply have it in at once. That's why we need to divide it in many different parts and really drag this part through different stages until that part itself will develop an independent desire to connect, to unite with all the different parts of that initial soul in accordance to the rule, in accordance to the law of equivalence of form, and the law of love your fellow as you love yourself. So then only it's possible to experience this infinite love. And this is what humanity to be about to realize, that we, through the malice, God forbid, through some suffering, we will realize that rule, or alternatively we will have to realize it through education and through Torah, the law of Torah. And we need to finish. Tomorrow we're going to speak about the soul of Adam HaRishon, its peculiarity, and how it all get corrected. We need to talk about different stages of correction, which comes to us from relationship between clay and light.